asked a lot about a culture events. So a lot of the poems I'm going to read are just kind of work in progress, like four or five. So the first one is called Spam. Spam, that's what you're marked as. Some petty asshole's message, or was it selfish prick attempts mitigation? Oh, fuck off, are you really that deluded? Like, have you totally cracked? I don't even hate you, that's how little it means to me. I just miss the dog. Yeah, that makes me sad. But you, stop sending shitty precious alleviation of guilt mail. Even my computer is bored of you by now. The next one, I went to Cobus Moomin. He had a workshop a couple of months ago in the library, and he had this amazing poem. I can't remember the name of the poet, but it was called Beautiful in Beaufort West. And we had to write a poem kind of keeping to that pattern. So this is the poem I wrote in that workshop. It's called Tragic Old House. And you were tragic in that little old house, all the while making tea, and I was so conditioned to the circumstance that it seemed normal. And the dog would look frightened when you yelled again, and I envied him, and how he didn't know you or me or anything, and all he did was sleep, eat, and occasionally relieve himself. And your words were so far from beautiful, but there were nice things, always nice things. And sometimes I wondered why there were so many, and I asked you once if you thought it changed anything. And I asked you to stop buying pretty things and use pretty words instead. Use pretty words instead. And maybe it was an aberration or something for you, and maybe you really did care more about the dog than me or you or us or anything. And maybe I envied him his blissful sleep, and how he didn't have to ask you to stop buying pretty things and use pretty words instead. The next one is very much inspired by Kim Adonisio, which I have Leanne to thank for. She's gotten me obsessed with her, so it's called Shiraz. Damn, girl. Honey, I think you picked the perfect time to leave, because I've just invested in a new wardrobe that I'm not sure you would approve of. I guess I'll just sit at the bar and wait for him to buy me a drink, Shiraz, before I lick my stained lips and give him that look, which means only one thing. And the bathrooms in here are always pretty quiet. He'll check first that the coast is clear, not that I'm really bothered. Then he will usher me in and hike up that little black dress and... Sorry, I forget. Who are you again? I have one or two on my phone because I'm not prepared, so... This one is called Ink, and this is another very new one, so it's a work in progress. Ink. I went face first into a wall which would inevitably make me bleed. I learned to not give a fuck about Disney movies. Remember what your mother told you, you can only rely on yourself. It wasn't that she was unromantic, it was that she knew the things you didn't. Let me go back to before you were the prince who turned into the beast. Meeting you was like the moment when you walk down a stairs and feel the fall before it happens. Before you can stop it, you're on your ass. Now all I want to tell you is to raise your hand again, kick the chair again, call me a stupid fucking bitch again, your favourite pet name, and just wait until you're ink. The last one is called White, and I actually read this last year, but I think people liked it. So White. The dress, white, not made up, wore silver diamantes right at the neck, a cinched waist, Grecian style. Unlike other colours, in and out of fashion, white, it is Hepburn-esque. Her coiffed back hair and movies, black and white, always. It cost €300, that dress. Well, just shy. 299. A bargain, right? It was a halter neck, no back whatsoever, and white as virginal. The light nylon covering the silk, soft, like the white skin it covered, but see-through, trying to reveal something private. Like a primary school teacher, never wrong. White didn't catch my eye like others that were brazen in your face, almost bullying. This colour is silent but confident. Though I adored blue, so why not blue? Why white and why now? After all these years of ignoring it, not the ocean, the sky, or that cosy jumper I wear in winter, not snow either, ghostly, eerie, like the old pearls in my deceased grandmother's jewellery box, or those false teeth she soaked in water. White said something. I want to say something.